Chapter 7. The Book of Spells. Ben takes the food to his parents' room. They are happy to see him.
Oh, good. You've got fruit,
his mother says.
Please go down to the reception desk and order some salami sandwiches.
Ben rings the bell at the reception desk, and Felicia appears.
What do you want now?
She says in an angry voice.
Please can we have some salami sandwiches?
Asks Ben.
No, I'm sorry, you can't,
she answers.
The kitchen is closed.
But we're hungry,
says Ben.
There aren't any places to buy sandwiches in the village.
Oh, all right,
says Felicia.
Wait here.
She goes into the kitchen at the end of the hall and starts to make sandwiches.
Felicia is really strange,
thinks Ben.
She looks like a witch. She's got the witch's broom. Maybe she keeps it in the basement.
While Felicia is in the kitchen, Ben runs down the stairs. There's a small room in the basement and the door is open. Ben enters the room and sees an old book on the table. Ben looks at the open page.
This is incredible. It's a book of spells,
he thinks.
Is this spell for me? I must find that broom and stop the magic.
Ben looks under the bed and then he opens the cupboard door to look for the broom. He finds long dark robes, the vacuum cleaner, and a mop. But there isn't a broom. Suddenly, he hears a noise. Somebody is on the stairs. It's Felicia.
What are you doing here?
She shouts.
I'm trying to find a mop,
answers Ben.
Some juice spilt on the floor in my room.
This basement is private,
she shouts.
Your sandwiches are on the reception desk. Take them and leave.
Ben takes the sandwiches upstairs to his room.
Well, the broom isn't in the basement,
he thinks.
So where is it?
He looks out of the window. It's getting dark. Halloween is starting. Suddenly, he sees a figure in a dark robe and big hat below the window. It's Felicia. Ben runs downstairs to the basement. He takes a robe and a hat from the cupboard, and then he follows Felicia down the street.